is Byron Kirkland. I grew up in Southern California. As young as I can remember, I've always wanted to be a filmmaker. I think I've always had a deep appreciation for the arts, whether it be music, movies. There was a long period in my young adult life where I thought I actually wanted to write music for a living, to score movies. Music in film has a very, very powerful effect on the image. And I was going down that course for a while, but then I was introduced to photography, and I took a photography class, and it was just magic to me that you could tell a story just with a single image. And fell in love with the camera and film, the medium of film, and how that's used to tell stories. And then the photography led to cinematography and the moving image, and how that dimension of movement can exponentially help you tell your story.
Now, your father's a filmmaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, which yeah. would probably help you be interested in filmmaking.
Right.
At least to some degree.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, he passed away 5 months ago.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
It's okay. It was a rough time, but yeah, in January, he passed away. And he was a director / producer in the animation world. He started out doing storyboards and layouts and character design and animation, and eventually worked his way up to becoming a director and a producer, and worked on cartoons like Batman, the animated series, and X-Men Evolution, and 80s stuff like G.I. Joe and Jem and the Rockers and Attack of the Killer Tomatoes and RoboCop and Gargoyles and stuff like that. So from a very young age, I was exposed to storytelling, and especially through the medium of film. And just seeing my dad and knowing that his title was a director, but not knowing really what that meant,
right?
I wanted to be a director. Just because my dad was, of course. but then as I got into high school and eventually into college, looking at what directing entails, it just became super intimidating for me and didn't even want to go down that path. And so I kind of changed gears, but still the love of filmmaking, whether it's animation or live action, in telling a story through the motion of characters, which was just so engaging to me. It just was complete magic. So
that's wonderful. Well, thank goodness for you. And I'm sure your dad was so proud of you. Byron is one of the more talented cinematographers I know personally, which is pretty awesome. What have you been working on lately?
My latest projects have been mostly with Mormon.org videos. The LDS Church right now is putting on an I'm a Mormon campaign, where they follow around different people that are of the LDS faith, and we follow them around for a full day, you know, 10-12 hour day, and then they cut about a 2.5 minute piece of each person, just to get an idea of a day in the life of this kind of person. And so what I've been doing lately has been traveling quite a bit. I just traveled to Phoenix, Arizona, and New York City, and in 2 weeks I'm going to Australia, actually.
Awesome.
Which is pretty exciting.
That's really great.
And yeah, we just, these names are given to us of these 3, 4, 5 members of the church, and we spend a full day with them, with 2 SLRs, walk around and just kind of follow them around. And once it's been shot, it takes a couple of months to get posted online, but the videos are primarily web-based and YouTube friendly.
Well, YouTube is the new TV.
Of course. So.
Have you enjoyed it? Has it been a good line of work? Is it satisfying? Or?
Yeah, I think it's extremely rewarding because, number one, I get to do what I love. You know, I get to hold a camera. I get to shoot interesting people. And that's one of the other things. You get to meet really interesting people with interesting stories. And I get to travel and see different places.
Sounds like a pretty good deal.
it's not bad.
It's great.
So it's been fun.
What are your aspirations? What do you hope to... where do you maybe, in your ideal life or your sort of wishful thinking, where do you see yourself in 5 years, 10 years?
Well, the ultimate goal is cinematographer, a director of photography, which I've been doing here and there. I also do a lot of camera assisting. People hire me as a first or a second AC. But yeah, I would ultimately love to be a freelance DP and only a DP. I'll step away from assisting and primarily work on commercials, music videos, and even features if they come my way. But yeah. I think it would be really fun to experiment with commercials right off the bat, even with some music videos.
Well, there's a lot of creative leeway in music videos. I feel like you can experiment a lot more and do kind of different things.
Yeah, yeah, and commercials as well.
Yeah, that's true.
You have 30 seconds to engage an audience, and it's just a perfect playing ground for being really creative and spontaneous and trying out new techniques that haven't been done yet so that you can visually catch somebody in a way that the last commercial hadn't done yet. So
yeah.
It's constantly evolving visually, I think.
Okay, well, you've been graduated for a while. How long has it been? 2 years?
2 years and 2 months.
2 years and 2 months.
Yeah.
For those of you who won't know, Byron did go to BYU in the film program, studied mainly cinematography. So you were a film student. Do you consider yourself to still be a film student now, even after you've been graduated for so long?
I think it's impossible to be a filmmaker and not be a film student. Even if you didn't go to film school, I think if you are committed to and passionate about filmmaking, you have to be a student. Because if you don't consider yourself a student, then your work will fall flat. Film is such an evolving medium, you know, people all over the place thinking that they can be a filmmaker, especially with the new technology of DSLRs.
Yeah.
You know, anyone that grabs a Canon camera can say, oh, I'm a filmmaker, but if you don't take the time to watch movies, to really critically analyze movies and understand what's going on screen, what's going on the screen and how that's interacting with you emotionally, on an emotional level or on a storytelling level, then I think that you're missing the point. I think if you just want to make movies because they're cool and you don't understand why they're cool, then you're just fooling yourself.
Yeah.
So I think being a film student, in quotation marks, is essential if you're a filmmaker, so that you know the techniques and the looks that you're going for to put your vision on screen, basically.
So what to you has been the hardest aspect of filmmaking?
Time constraint.
Okay.
Having to put so much time into it. Filmmaking is just, it's like a marathon. You know, once you get on a shoot, whether it's a feature or a 4-day commercial, you're on set 12 hours a day, 8-hour turnarounds. You know, it's just exhausting. Emotionally, mentally, physically, especially exhausting. Especially if you're in a position like the cinematographer where you are having nightmares at night of the day before. You know, did I get all my shots right? Did I pick the correct angles? Maybe I could have changed the light here. You know, you're always second-guessing yourself. You're always looking for ways to improve. When you actually get the ball rolling into production, it's just exhausting. On all aspects of filmmaking, it's exhausting. And so
it saps your most precious resource, which is time. Just it takes all of it.
Right. And you're extremely vulnerable.
Yeah.
I think filmmakers take a huge leap of faith. Whether you're a director, a screenwriter, a cinematographer, you're exposing yourself, or at least a piece of you, to the world. I think that takes a lot of guts to be able to say that you're okay with that.
Yeah.
To come onto set and take all of your life experiences and your professional work and put it on display for people to look at and to criticize, and to be able to take that criticism and hopefully make you a better person for it.
Yeah. So on the flip side then, what would you say is the most, it may be related, but what's the most rewarding thing that you found?
Probably, at least for a cinematographer, seeing the end result. Actually having gone through the process of shooting a film and the long days, and everything kind of becomes a blur and a whirlwind. But then once you actually sit in a theater or in your apartment and the lights go down and you watch the story unfold that you had anticipated or that you had kind of envisioned before you had started filming, and actually see it play. I think it's a magical moment that no other medium can even touch. Painting, photography, sculpture, architecture. It's all, only music and filmmaking are a linear medium where it's actually moving and happening in real time. And I think that that interacting with that linear medium touches people, I think, in a way that no other medium can do. So Gordon Willis, who shot Godfathers, he said that cinematography is being a visual psychiatrist, that you are helping the viewer, you know, move through the picture, where they're looking on the frame, when they're looking at the frame, light, dark, shadows and highlights, movement of the camera, and helping an audience member visually weave through a story and basically telling them subliminally where they should be looking and why, and introducing color. And it's empowering as a cinematographer, I think, to be able to have that influence on a viewer. So that's fun too.
That's really cool. That's really cool. I guess with the consideration that you're successful, you graduated and you're actually working, and that's really great and kind working of rare. Yeah, you're actually shooting things, and that's pretty great. And you're just 2 years out from having, you know, been a film student or in, like, officially graduated from school, and now you're working. And so and assuming that you'll continue to be successful, what advice would you have for maybe younger or newer film students, filmmakers, people who are just kind of starting out and haven't really gotten to the vast levels of success that you've achieved so far?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, vast levels. That's right. The best advice for students or people that are interested in filmmaking right off the bat is to look for work and to not let work look for you. You have to be proactive in finding work. Even as a student, get on as many projects as you can and be proactive in getting onto those projects. Especially for film school, you get what you put into it. Like when I was in school, there were lots and lots of student projects happening around me, you know, people that were graduating and making capstones and stuff like that. And so rather than just letting them fall by the wayside or waiting till someone else got the job, you know, I approached the director, I approached the DP, you know, if I wanted to be a camera assistant, and, you know, very proactively said, I want to help, I want to get my hands dirty, I want to actually do it. So you have to be proactive, I think, number one. I think number two, treat every job as if it's your last. Work hard. Put your best foot forward at all times. Keep all of your bridges strongly intact. Filmmaking is an especially niche-y kind of profession where it's a small network of people and everyone's tied to somebody somehow. Be nice and just do your best. Do your best while you're on set, because your last job definitely defines who you are professionally. And then also just to be honest with yourself. I think that a lot of young filmmakers get lost in the glitter of filmmaking, so that when you go to set, you're putting your best work or your best foot forward, but you're doing it in a way that is unpretentious. Just being real and approaching the material in a real way, and not letting the beast or the machine that filmmaking is kind of take away your identity and who you are and who you want to be.
Well, thank you, Byron. I appreciate everything you've had to say.
Of course. It was fun.
And I'm sure that all of my listeners will appreciate it too. I think there are maybe six now.
There so might be six.
We're growing in numbers.
Might be able to get you a seventh.
Thank you, Byron.
Sure. Yeah, it was fun.